ディオの時間。
えい、せーの、レディオの時間。
Good morning and happy Boxing Day! You're listening to Radio No Chikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bianca.
I am Chika. So, Bianca, are you going to go to the Boxing Day sale?
No, there's too many people. I mean, I'd rather go down to States.
Okay, so do you want to get something specific at the States?
This year, I mean, I don't really have anything in mind I want. Maybe, uh-huh. You know, if I go shop around, I see something, I'll buy it if it's cheap. Oh, you know, apparently they don't have Boxing Day in the States.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They don't.
I can't go.
Yeah, so last time I went, mm-hmm. there weren't a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then even the salesperson was like, you guys have Boxing Day? I'm like, yes, we have a sale for it too. I mean, it gives people a reason to buy stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So, and also Japan, we don't have any like Boxing Day.
You guys don't? Do you guys have Christmas?
Yes, but it's not like Vancouver's one.
Oh.
It's more like, yeah, maybe we're gonna talk about this one later, right?
No, let's talk about Boxing Day now.
I mean the Christmas in Japan.
How about Boxing Day? Like, Boxing Day, we think of shopping, right?
Yeah.
So what are like your traditions with shopping in Japan?
Yeah, in terms of the shopping, we don't really have like Boxing Day at the 26th, mm-hmm. but we have a like New Year sale.
Oh, New Year sale. Okay.
Have you ever been to like somewhere like at the beginning of New Year, like at the New Year?
You mean Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I got to experience the whole rush of people lining up for these little bags. Care to explain to us what these little bags are?
Okay, so it's a lucky bag. You are talking about lucky bag, right?
Lucky bags. like, did it have money inside or something?
Hopefully, but it's not like, yeah, it's usually like shop, like many shop prepare the box,
uh-huh.
and then we don't know what's the inside.
Okay.
And then everything, like supplies.
Oh, supplies? Like, do you get food?
Sometimes food, but depend on the shop. Like, I don't know the food, but usually I go to the specific, specific brands to get the lucky bag.
Okay, so you probably go to the expensive brands and hope that they have, like, the items that you want.
Yeah, and then there is, three levels, like, $100, $200, or $300.
I see, so different price ranges.
Yeah, different price.
Okay, and what are these bags called in Japanese, actually?
The name? Fukubukuro.
It's called fukubukuro. Okay, it means, like, lucky bags, right?
Yeah, lucky bag.
Okay, but why are these bags lucky, though? I mean, they just have stuff that people don't want. Is there a meaning to it?
Yeah. So usually Japanese think about like that, like lucky there is a fortune in the leftover.
Fortune in leftovers. Yeah. Okay, so it's like stuff they can't sell, and the way they get people to buy them is to put them in these fukubukuros.
Yeah. And people can get the like cheap place.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, I've actually bought some fukubukuros before. I didn't go on New Year's Day, mm-hmm. But I went on January 2nd.
Okay.
And I know that some of my friends actually went earlier to line up for the bags that they wanted from the stores that they, really like.
Usually huge lineup,
yeah. Yeah, because there's, like, limited quantities.
Yeah.
And once they run out, you're like, sorry, that's too late. But I got some fukubukuros too. Mm-hmm. I got two kinds. Mm-hmm. One was where they showed you what was inside exactly. Mm-hmm. So you paid like, I think, $100 Canadian for that. The second one was just that, you have a different price range. $3,000 for this, $4,000 for this kind, $5,000 for this kind. But you don't know what's inside.
No.
So you just have to guess.
Yeah.
Like, you have to guess. So I got them at Harajuku. And there's one shop where they gave me three types to choose from. One was punk. One was school, one was normal, I forgot what it was.
It's a clothing store?
Yeah, it's a clothing store. That's the kind of fukubukuro they had. So I chose the punk one. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I got like I got like sweaters and like hats and stuff. It was pretty nice though. It was only for like, I think 5,000 yen, which is like $50 Canadian almost.
Okay.
It's a pretty good deal.
Did you calculate the total price on the kubukuro?
I didn't bother. I didn't bother. I was like, it's just for like the festivity, right?
Yeah.
Just to, you know, to enjoy it. Because I've never seen it, you know, or bought one before. So I was like, you know, it was fun.
Yeah. I also sometimes bought this one, but these days, no.
Why not?
Because I prefer to buy, like, specific something than, like, I don't know the inside.
Yeah.
It's mystery bag.
That's true. Like, yeah, like, you get all these, like, you get, like, maybe 10 items a bag, but then, like, 7 items that you don't want. So it's kind of like a waste, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have anything you usually buy, like, cosmetics or anything.
Clothes?
But,
or, like, electronics.
Electronics, okay, that's pretty cool. Okay. Well, we're going to play a song now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's play a song called Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence by the group FAT.
That was Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence by FACT. So, Bianca, how did you spend your Christmas?
I usually spend Christmas with my family.
Okay.
We have like a huge family dinner.
Oh.
And we usually have turkey, gravy, desserts. We don't usually have, we have a cake.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like China, my family is Chinese. So we don't have a lot of the, like the really traditional ones,
okay,
like eggnog or gingerbread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Chikage?
Yeah, because you're not Japan, we don't have Christmas holiday, so we have to work even though the Christmas.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. So, but yeah, if I have time, I spend my like family or friend at the Christmas, like just for dinner or, yeah, drinking.
Lover?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she spends time with her lover as well.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of Japanese couples do.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, about, you know, Christmas, we can't forget about the food,
yes,
right? Because that's a part of the whole tradition.
Yeah. And you guys eat the turkey, right?
That is correct. We eat turkey.
But, like, you know, the Japan, like, at the Christmas, do you know KFC, right?
Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, Kentucky
yes.
Fried. Huge lineup and super busy.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Then, like employee wearing a Santa Claus costume.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Then delivery to place, like, home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Oh, gosh. It's
even
like
the pizza place, like pizza store.
Yeah.
Also like wearing the Santa Claus costume.
Uh-huh.
And then riding a bike.
Uh-huh.
Like
uh-huh.
a motorbike.
Yeah.
And then goes to like someone's place.
That's like the modern way of traveling for Santa Claus. It's not reindeers and sled anymore. It's by scooters. Okay. Yeah. Well, KFC, why is it so popular in Japan?
I think just chicken
and
convenience.
Okay. Is it because they don't have turkey there? Because when I was in Japan, I didn't see any turkey.
I don't think we have, like, we eat the turkey at the Christmas. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but anyway, it's always KFC.
Always chicken. KFC.
But anyway, chicken.
Chicken. Okay, chicken. Okay.
But yeah, but I found it. You guys have like, yeah, you say the eggnog or gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Oh, and what else at the Christmas for the sweets?
Sweets. Oh, sweets wise, we also have like candy canes.
Okay.
We have fruit cakes. We also have pumpkin pies. See, pies are pretty big, too.
Nice.
And last but not least, we have Christmas pudding. Although I've never tried it before, but, you know, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, good.
But there is one thing that we both, like, you know, in Japan and
here. The
we
cake.
Have common. Yes,
yeah.
Cake. But the type of cake specifically is...
We found it, actually.
Oh, yes, we found it. We're surprised, too, when we found out.
So, in Japan, we say the bushidonoi.
It's type
of the cake. And what's the meaning?
It means log, right?
Oh,
Bush means log. And Noel means Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, it's like the Christmas logs that we have here. But Japanese people call it bush. What's it called?
Bushidonoi.
Okay.
Try to make a bush.
Bush.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, it's really popular in Japan.
I see. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's so sad that Japanese in Japan, they don't have, you know, too many traditional Christmas foods. But at least they have some, right? It's better than nothing.
Yeah. Still enjoy.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, our next song we'll be playing is called... It reminded me of bells when I, you know, heard of it. So it's actually called Ring-a-Ding-Dong by Kaera Kimura. Ring-a-ding-dong, ring-a-ding-ding-dong.
Now
And that song was Ring-a-Ding-Dong by Kaeda Kimura. We mentioned shopping.
Yeah.
Mentioned about food.
Okay.
What other activities are there?
Pretty much same as Vancouver, I guess. Like, viewing Christmas lights.
Oh, the Christmas lights, yes. Yeah.
So, by the way, you know the Japanese say illumination as a like Christmas light.
I had no idea what those were in Japan.
We always say illumination.
Mm, yeah. I know people go to like different cities, different areas to view the illuminations because each area has their own special like illumination
yes.
show or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to ones where you had to line up for hours to get in to see. It was that popular.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the place?
It was somewhere in Tokyo, yeah. like center Tokyo, downtown.
Okay. Yeah, it's really pretty famous, like popular to view Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
And always, like, when the Christmas lights, the lighting ceremony, sometimes, like, famous artists, like, come to sing or perform to, like, at the Christmas light.
I see. It's funny how, how he's told me that Japanese people don't celebrate Christmas because it's not a holiday, right?
No.
But, I mean, they do festive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they have, like,
yeah.
lighting events.
Yeah.
They have all the
food
like, illuminations. You know, yeah. that takes a lot of work to do, especially.
Yeah, we still enjoy, even though it's not holiday. So.
Okay. Do they play Christmas songs in shopping malls?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
That's awesome.
Jingle bell.
Oh, okay. Is it like the English version or Japanese version?
English version. Yeah,
depends. Okay. All right. So, Christmas is all about like the spirit of giving, right?
Yeah.
Showing other people that we care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to play the one music, which is called Happiness.
Happiness, huh?
By female artist. And actually, the music video is really nice. So, do you know this story?
No. Okay, tell us more about it.
So, the music video, like, there is she make a happiness project.
It's a happiness project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then the one of the high school, I think elementary school
okay.
student prepared the one of the most important gift.
Okay. So basically she got all these elementary school or high school?
I think elementary school.
Elementary school
yeah.
students
yeah.
to take what is most important to them and
to Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Hold on, the kids are taking it to Kenya?
No.
So all the little kids are like, we're going to travel all the way to Kenya to give it to the kids in Kenya. So before that, the kids put it in the red box, like a gift box.
Oh, yeah.
You missed out so many important information. Okay, so the kids put in their, their important items in
yeah.
a gift box, and then they are delivered by plane. Not on foot, by plane.
By plane, yeah.
By plane.
Yeah.
To Kenya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the music video shows how the kids in Kenya were very happy to receive these gifts from the Japanese people.
Yeah, it's really nice. So.
Mm-hmm. It really expresses the whole spirit of giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we thought when we saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so although we can't show you the video through the radio, but we will have it on our Facebook site.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for now, here's the song, Happiness by I.
いろんなドラマでも嫌なニュースだけじゃない 似合ない一日だって君の笑顔で最高になっちゃうこの星降るよ一緒に眺めてた、yeah! 君が笑えばこの世界中にもっともっと幸せが広がる
It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Radio No Jikan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So, people here tend to light fireplaces or turn on their heaters in the winter to keep warm. So I know that Japan doesn't have central heating. How do you guys keep warm?
People in Japan, we of course use the heater. And also, have you ever heard the kotatsu?
Kotatsu, no.
Okay, so kotatsu is basically the there's a small table, and then we cover the small table by the blankets.
With blankets?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the inside is really warm.
How is it warm? What makes it warm?
It's like small, similar to heater, like under the table, there's a heater.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we just put my legs, only legs, to
We only put Chikage's legs under kotatsu. No one else can put their legs in there. Okay, so people put their legs inside the blanket.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the blanket helps trap the heat underneath the table, right?
Yes.
This is pretty, warm. Such a nice way to enjoy the winter.
Yeah.
Okay,
and also we have a kairo.
Kairo?
Yes.
Before we talk about kairo, about kotatsu, do people fall asleep in it since it's so comfy?
Oh, yeah. Easy to hold sleep.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so nice. But then the thing is, the table is so low, right?
Yeah.
And if you accidentally touch the heater, you burn yourself. So it's not recommended, right?
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous. But okay. Because the heater is under the table.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
What?
Near my legs. I mean, if the heater is bottom... Easy to touch the heater and then, like, easy to burn the legs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, still safety.
Okay, yeah, it's a safety concern, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. I mean, like, I sleep in the bathtub a lot of times. I think that's more dangerous than sleeping in a kotatsu. So I would definitely want to try sleeping in a kotatsu.
Yeah. But be careful, it's gonna be, like, sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can get sick.
Yeah.
Oh, because your upper body is cold. Oh.
Because the only food is hot, right?
I see.
People feeling I'm like enough. But there's no...
So it's an illusion.
Yeah.
So people are made to believe that they're warm, but they're actually not. No. So that's how they get cold.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So you mentioned kairo. Is it like those packs with the shaky stuff in it?
Oh, yes. Have you used this one?
I've used something very similar. I mean, I think so. It's like a pack where these like little, I don't know, it's gonna have beads or something. You shake it for a while and it warms up. It keeps your hands warm for for hours or something.
Yeah, depends, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 4 hours.
Okay, but I guess Japanese people use it a lot though, right? Because I see a lot of like different styles and different varieties.
Yes. But we used to use like one-time kairo.
Oh, the one-time ones where like they just die after a while.
Yeah, and then slow wave.
Okay.
But these days we have like recycle kairo.
Recycled ones.
We can use many times.
I see. That's pretty cool. I got one in Japan where it's like one of those recycle ones you mentioned. And what you do is you put it in the microwave and like heat it for like 30 seconds and it stays warm, but it's really, really bad because it only lasts for like 20 minutes.
Really?
It's really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
I don't know. I bought
it from Don Quixote. Come on. Anyways, so kairo is okay. Yeah. I know that you can also put them in your shoes, right, to keep them warm.
Yeah, it's not like common style, but still there is a... Kairo for shoes.
It's
different shape.
Okay.
And then
that's cool.
Yeah, people can use kairo to the shoes, but
I see.
I don't think I used shoes kairo. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
I hate the cold, so I probably need kairos all over my body. Quick question though.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like I see Japanese schoolgirls.
Yep.
They wear skirts, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, don't they get cold in the winter?
Of course, so cold.
Oh, gosh. How do they deal with it, the cold? I mean, like, they can't wear pants, so I don't think so.
nothing to do about this.
Nothing to do? So they don't put, they don't even wear stockings or anything?
No.
No stockings?
Some people wear in the stocking or tights, but yeah, when I was high school, I just like skirt and socks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so cold, but yeah, because of young.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to play our next song. It's called Tears by X Japan. Hope you like it.
The song was Tears by X-Japan. So we mentioned about the New Year, like shopping, like Fukubukuro or something, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but we have a bunch of like activity at the New Year.
Okay, okay.
And then one is, okay, let's talk about the food first.
Food, sure.
And we have like, have you ever heard of osechi?
No.
It's like a big lunchbox.
A big lunchbox. That's so cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then there is like each usually 3 to 5.
Different types of food?
No, the...
Layers. Yeah. Oh my gosh, layers.
It really depends on the family. Like some family, like only 3 or some...
Wow, that's a lot of food to prepare.
Yeah, it's so really pretty much like take time to prepare.
Oh, I see.
Usually like December 31st, it's gonna be like time for prepare osechi.
Okay. And are there like foods that are in every osechi like box?
And then it's also depend on the family.
Oh, okay.
But usually there is beans, eggs, what else? Like fish or vegetable.
Okay. Pretty healthy stuff.
Yeah, pretty healthy. Yeah, that's true. And yeah, which is so good. And then we usually eat osechi like January 1st to 3rd.
So eat it every day?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel sorry for the person who has to make all this stuff every day. Oh, no, eat different layers.
Like, we make the osechi at
yes.
the December 31st.
Yes.
And then we eat osechi during the 3 days, which means we don't need to cook.
Oh, hold on. No. As in, like, no osechi, you said you have 3 layers, right?
Oh, yeah.
So one osechi box is 1 day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So, okay, so...
Entire box goes to, like...
Oh, 3 days.
One, yeah.
Oh, so if you have, like, 5 layers, you would eat it for 5 days?
No. Still 3 days.
Oh, okay. It's always 3 days.
Always 3 days.
Okay. All right, besides osechi, there's also something called ozoni, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were looking at a site where it explains all the different types of ozoni in the different prefectures. But what is ozoni in general?
Usually there is a rice cake and it's like similar to miso soup. Mm-hmm, looks mm-hmm. like miso soup, but there's no miso.
Okay.
And then usually rice cake and fish, chicken, vegetable. It really depends on the prefecture.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Uh-huh. Taste is also totally different.
I see. So we were looking at the site and we saw like some prefectures that would use oyster, whale, fish, a lot of fish. And also in this one prefecture, it's called Totori, right?
Yeah.
They would use, it's actually sweet. We use a lot of red beans and they have like a mochi in the middle. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
My mother always make chicken and rice cake and some type of leaves, but I don't
some
know.
Some type of leaves. Mm-hmm. But I know the mochi isn't like the regular mochi that people, you know, you usually eat, right? It's like really big and really sticky and hard to chew.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of these announcements telling the elderly and the children to be careful when they eat these, that you don't eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, because it'll get stuck in your throat very easily,
it's dangerous.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And like, if people force the situation, like some people suggest to use the vacuum.
Vacuum? What kind of vacuum? The vacuum?
Put vacuum to mouth.
To do what? You mean like your average, your regular household vacuum?
Yes. Ew. It's like hose. Like, not like the final, like... The used part of, like, hose. Like, hose part?
Okay. Also, like, so you don't use the whole thing, you use a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, light suction. It's like, does it actually work? Have you tried it?
No. I saw lots of like news, like people survival because they use the
vacuum.
Oh, I see. Why don't you just cut up the mochi with scissors?
That's true.
That's so weird. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's New Year's traditions for you. Next song we're going to play is I Miss You by Cute. That was I Missed You by Cute. So, we are nearing the end of our show for this month. Mm-hmm. And for podcasts, for our previous shows, and also more information on the content we mentioned about, please visit our Facebook page. Just go search for Radio No Chikan. Radio is spelled, you know, in English. Mm-hmm. And then No is N-O. Chikan is J-I-K-A-N. And yeah, you'll see our wonderful page.
Yeah, we need more likes.
Yes, we need more likes, and that would be greatly appreciated. I'm also in the process of subscribing to, putting our podcasts onto iTunes. So once that's up, we will have a notification on Facebook. Yeah. And also, more great news is that we have stickers made! Yay! Stickers with our logo.
Yes.
So nicely done by my good friend Ellie. She really did a good job. Like, we can't show it to you on radio, but if you visit our Facebook page, you will see what it looks like. It's really, really wonderful. Yeah.
It's so cute. Yeah, when we make the sticker idea, so we just think about we're like Canadian and Japan.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's the like similar part of our company? Our country.
Company. Wow.
And we
do business now.
We figure out the flag is really similar.
Right.
The car.
Mm-hmm.
The red and white.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Don't tell them too much. They gotta check out our Facebook page and press like in order to see what it's really like.
Anyway, so cute.
Yes, it is definitely worth checking out our Facebook page.
Yes.
And I'll mention it one more time. It's just look up Radio No Chikan. Radio is spelled in RADIO. No, it's NO. And then Jikan is JIKAN. Now for the bad news. Dun, dun, dun. This is actually going to be our last show.
Yes.
Because we will be parting ways. Doo-doo. Different reasons. But it'll be, well, so that, which means we'll be going on a hiatus. And so that means that we won't be able to do our monthly shows for a while. But we do hope that we can, you know, continue sometime in the future.
Yeah, hopefully. But we have lot of, like, memory, like, for the 6 months.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Think about it. It's like we have... Well, including this one, we'll have 6 shows.
Mm.
And, you know, before that, we had to do planning, submit our show proposal, do a demo, get it approved, you know, all that time. It to me, it didn't feel like it was a waste of time. It was fun every time we recorded.
Yeah, good time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting at the cafe or restaurant.
Yeah,
I have many like eating memories with you.
Eating memories, that's all she thinks about. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm glad I found Ka as a partner for our show. And also, you know, I'm really thankful for, you know, you taking your time from, you know, school and work to, you know, do the show. It's, you know, I'm really, really, really thankful for that. And also, I'm also thankful because... I like to make fun of her English. It's so funny. But it's cute. It's cute English. And she's improved. She's improved.
Yeah, hopefully. I was improved, but...
let's just say she has improved a little bit.
I'm improving.
She will keep improving from now on.
For me, it's really challenge. The latest program is really challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning,
mm-hmm.
still really hard and challenged, but yeah, I love this radio station and I love this. Yeah, I love UBC too.
She's not a UBC student, by the way. She's beyond the. Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
Pretty nice, like campus. It's big. It's too lost anyway. yeah, but thank you for like involving me. To radio show.
You're very welcome. I mean, like, I don't think anyone else would have wanted to do it with me. Well, none of my I haven't asked my friends. No, I haven't asked all my friends, but like, I can't think of anyone else who would be interested in doing the show with me, except you, until I met you, right?
But I also wanted to make radio show. I wanted to play the bunch of Japanese music somewhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was lucky.
Yeah.
To find you.
Oh, thank you. My gosh. Yeah, so, yeah, like, Japanese music, like, it's just something I've always loved, and it's really nice to be able to share it with other people through this kind of medium. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, our last song for a while is another Christmas song, because we love Christmas so much. So, it's called...
Christmas Brown by Simo and Samari.
And last but not least, have a good... No, again. Have a good morning. Yeah.
Countdown.